Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Well, there's been a lot of terrible, disgusting news about Diddy lately, a.k.a. Sean Combs. But there's a rumor going around now that this one's really going to set the women over the edge.
Uh-oh. More bad Diddy news.
Yeah. No.
Mm-hmm. That's coming up in a little bit.
All right, so now trending, Kristen Cavallari is trending this morning because she admitted that Bobby Flay tried to slide in her DMs.
Okay.
And there's something, I don't know, Bobby Flay gives me, I don't want to say he gives me the ick, but there's something about Bobby Flay that is just seems, I don't care.
Is there a big age difference there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine. Okay.
But is he married or is he single? I don't know the deal.
He had a pretty tumultuous breakup, as I recall, years ago.
Hmm.
But I've heard that he's kind of a player.
And I think going from her ex-boyfriend that was hot.
Yeah, and really young.
And young to that is, ooh, quite a stretch.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she was being an old perv with a really young guy. And then she set him free from what my wife said.
Yeah.
She set him free because he needed to be out with, you know, people his own age.
Yeah. And
stuff. I'm sure
he
that's
needed
exactly
to spread his wings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's like, we're just at different places in life. Yeah. Like you're 40 and
you
he's
have three
20.
Kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's so hot though.
He's a good looking dude. But I thought that was interesting. Bobby Flay trying to pick up Kristen Cavallari, if that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who knows?
How about Lindsay drooling over the young guy, being an old, a dirty old lady.
I'm older than Kristen,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I know. Well, I wouldn't date him. I mean, unless I got rid of my husband.
I would never date him.
Yeah, unless my kids were fatherless all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Then it's in the car.
There's no father in the home.
The World Series is trending. Yankees saved themselves last night. Game 4, Yankees come out with a pretty dominating win. It was 11-4, I think, was the final score.
I put a comment on the social medias of my favorite baseball commentator. It's called John Boy.
Yeah.
The guy that reads lips and does the whole thing. They showed a clip of Mookie Betts in right field catching a ball into the stands. Like it was a foul ball, and he caught it. And then these two guys in Yankees jerseys start pulling at him and trying to take the ball out of his glove. And then one of them grabbed his hand and started like,
what?
Basically,
he said he got mugged.
Yeah. So you're not supposed
player?
To touch. Yeah, they're not supposed to touch the players or anything. He reaches in, and one guy grabs his arm, starts trying to pull the ball out of his glove where he's clearly caught the ball, and he reaches up with the other hand to try to stop him, and then his buddy grabbed Mookie's right hand and started pulling on it and jerking on it to keep him from reaching for the ball. So anyway, they put that up there, and I commented. I'm sure they quickly got escorted out, and I said they should be quickly escorted to jail.
Yeah.
And then I said, trashy people in that trashy city.
That riled them up. That's hilarious. Yeah.
Getting them out there.
And I usually don't comment things, but that was I was trolling.
Yeah.
And you have to with that. That's just ridiculous.
So we learned earlier today that Lindsay might actually still be cool based on this list, but she's not alone. There are other cool people out there. We're going to expose them next.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage, TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
We got a big special guest coming in tomorrow. Mystery guest,
yep.
I think is what we're calling this person, with a mystery guest with a big announcement. And it's very exciting.
Oh, yeah.
That'll happen tomorrow. So
I'm beside myself.
I can't.
I don't know if you can tell.
I mean, it's just edge of your seat kind of stuff. So TJRiggins.com. You can stream the show live or you can listen on the app if you'd like.
No, it is going to be cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. Did you see the story about Shawn Mendes?
Yeah, I did.
Is Shawn Mendes, does he get the moniker My Little Shawn Mendes from Jody?
No.
He's not one of them. No. Okay.
My Little Charlie Puth.
My Little Charlie Puth.
That's one, but okay. Not My Little Shawn Mendes.
I knew this years ago because I know somebody that knows him.
Wait a minute. You know what?
The story that came out, I had heard that years ago, and y'all know this person too.
Okay, well, before we get into I want to know more about that, but Shawn Mendes was in concert, and he's been trending for the last 48 hours because he addressed his sexuality. He said, it always felt like such an intrusion on something very personal to me, something that I was figuring out in myself, something that I had yet to discover and still have yet to discover. I think sexuality is a beautifully complex thing, and it's just so hard to put into boxes. Mm. It's pretty vague.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty, but there have been rumors for years that about his sexuality and stuff, and it does feel like prying. It's like, what do you care if you like his music? What is it any of your business?
Yeah,
it doesn't. So it sounds like he's addressing that stuff.
Well, as a listener, I want to know, because it doesn't matter one way or the other, but I want to know the information. Is he singing to a boy or a girl?
Right.
That's what I want to know.
You got to envision it.
Yeah, I got to be able to picture it. But I don't care what I'm having to picture. I just want to know what I'm picturing.
Sure.
Why do you have to say it in that voice? I want to know if he's singing about a woman or a boy.
Because my brother-in-law Chuck in Louisiana, when he found out that Sam Smith was gay, he asked my kids, he goes, and the song was on the radio and he loved it. He said, so you mean he's singing that song to a boy? And they said, well, I guess so. He's like, okay.
All right. Yeah. Like he didn't care. He just wanted to be. Like,
I never thought of that, that he would be singing that song to a boy.
Interesting.
He added another quote. The real truth about my life and my sexuality is that, man, I'm just trying to figure it out like everyone. I don't really know sometimes, and I know other times, and it feels really scary because we live in a society that has a lot to say about that.
So scary.
Yeah. So I don't know. So you heard rumors that he's gay.
We all know a person that knows him, and they had told me years ago that he was questioning it, I guess, or it was up in the air.
Yeah, I just hate that he feels the pressure to do something like that when instead he could just be living his life.
Is it pressure or is it PR?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Right.
Like he's getting fans from all over now.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, maybe.
Because they're going to be half of them out there want to pretend like he's singing to a boy. And another half going to pretend like he's singing to a girl. So they fit into both. I think it's brilliant marketing.
Maybe that's just the way it works.
Yeah.
He'll be fine either way. That is a good-looking dude.
He's so cute.
He'll be fine either way. But, yeah, you just hate to – you hope he's doing okay. He's super talented.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anybody with observational skills in the slightest would have known the first time seeing him.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That he was good-looking.
Yeah. Obviously.
What is wrong with y'all?
I'm like, really?
Oh my God.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. The easiest way ever to hear the new TJ and Riggins shows, archives, podcasts, watch the show, and more. Add it to your phone's home screen today.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object. Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There is a big controversy all over this country, and it surrounds the show Jeopardy. You know, I don't watch Jeopardy very often because it insults my intelligence. It's so boring to me because I get all the questions right. But I happen to see a clip about this controversy. Because the other night on the show, they had three contestants, two men's and one woman's. And the category was famous rhymes. So one of the guys named Will says, famous rhymes, Ken, and that's the new host, Ken Jennings. And he says, okay, for whatever, 500, finish this famous rhyme. Men seldom make passes at, clunk, what is girls with glasses? Because, you know, men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. And guess what the female contestant wears?
Oh, no. She had glasses on?
Huh? Yeah.
No way.
So.
Oh.
But what do you do? I mean, come on. That is a famous rhyme. It is. And it was written by a woman. It's a classic line.
Yeah, but.
So the guy said something along the lines of, oh, well, that's a little inappropriate or something like that. She never said anything.
Right.
But now, oh.
Are they coming down hard?
But, and it's Ken Jennings has had to come out and apologize. And
oh,
all
it went that far?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, I'm telling you that all hell broke loose. But why? I mean, I get it's a little awkward.
Yeah.
She's standing there in glasses. Yeah, sure. But Jeopardy is not they're not the ones who made up the rhyme.
Right.
It's a classic rhyme. But if you're going to go through and say, all right, is there anything in here that might offend somebody this week? And then you say, well, there's a woman that's going to be a contestant and you know she's going to wear glasses if she's on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
So let's take that out.
I think that's probably, yeah.
Yeah.
It's an insult. It's meant to be an insult. Like, why not double check? I'm like, make sure there's no woman with glasses on it.
But some guys,
you just have to let it go.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm.
But there's not a guy in the world that doesn't find some women to be sexier in glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
The sexy librarian. I mean, it's like the trope.
Oh, yeah. Almost as sexy as I'm finding Rob right now crunching an Oreo into the microphone.
Just looked at her. Like, on the radio. I had it above my head.
And the bags rattling.
Yeah, it was still at all.
Like, we got like 45 seconds left in this segment. You just gotta get it now.
They're double stuffed up.
And golden. golden.
Yeah, but I think that it would have been cool if she would have said, laughed about it, goes, yeah, well, it's not all men feel that way or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what I was saying is that some men find glasses to be so sexy on a woman.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not applicable, really. It's just something that, you know, years and years ago, something turned famous from that.
Yeah, come on.
And now Jeopardy is in jeopardy of getting canceled.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Click the deals button to get all our exclusive best deals anywhere from all of the TJ and Riggins show partners. Add it to your phone's home screen today. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Hey, if you are a golfer, we need your help. Get you a team together. Four peoples playing on a team in our charity golf tournament, raising money for Hurricane Helene relief for the victims in Western North Carolina. They still need a lot of help, and it's so important. So go to tjriggins.com/golf to get your team signed up. tjriggins.com/golf. It'll be a lot of fun. Everybody from the show will be out there. Everybody from our podcasts will be out there. Basically, anybody who's anybody will be there. So there's a young man who has a tip for you if you're looking to get into a relationship with someone long term. You want to make sure that the person that you're going to hitch your wagon to doesn't do what he says here.
Number one red flag that I haven't heard anyone talk about is using DoorDash too much.
If you meet somebody and you're interested in them and you find out that they have a problem where they're DoorDashing food constantly and they just can't stop, or they're DoorDashing food when they don't have to, they got leftovers in the fridge, they have 2 hours of free time to cook, their family's eating dinner downstairs and they're still getting DoorDash, I promise you that person is not fit for a relationship and they're probably insane. This is the strongest indicator of a terrible partner. I swear.
Okay. So I wish he would have given specifics as to why, what that says about them.
Mm-hmm.
So allow me. Okay. It says, one, he's saying that it says they're lazy, mm-hmm. high maintenance, entitled.
Yes.
Too good to get up and cook or do, you know, and they don't want to do anything that's going to put them out.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
So if you are in a relationship with that person, you're going to constantly be the one that has to do all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All those little things.
Lazy really sticks out to me because yeah. that's just.
Right. And no value of money.
I think that's also a big mm-hmm. part of it.
Yeah.
It's so expensive that.
It is.
You seem a little flippant with money when you're doing it so much.
Riggins, you ordered one onion one
I did.
Time.
I was addicted to DoorDash. I was addicted to it when I lived in the city. I was DoorDashing every day for all those things.
Did you know that one onion he had delivered?
Well, I mean, what kind of fee is on that? You paid the fee and it was more than the onion,
it
was obviously.
First of all, it was a delicious onion, but it was, I think it was about $6. So it was a bit of a markup on that.
Yeah, it's normally like 89 cents an onion. Little bit.
But it showed up at my door. Now, onions that you get at the grocery store are not going to grow legs and walk to your house. This one did.
Well, I think if you're in a time crunch, and it depends on where you live. I mean, but if you're just too lazy to get in the car and go, like I said, I don't, when you lived there, I don't know how complicated it was.
I was making guacamole. But it's a big, important day.
I will give you that, though, Riggins, to have to go on the elevator down, however, 13 floors or whatever it was, get in the parking garage, get your car, drive through the... You know, the city, downtown traffic and all that. Yeah,
I'm with you on that.
And I probably wouldn't. I would have just not put onions in the guac.
just forego it.
$6 onion.
Because then, you know, you have to deal with people either way, the onion deliverer.
Yeah, just leave it at the door.
Mm-hmm. And you got to order two, right? So when the delivery driver gets there, at least you're entertained. You can say, well, you got a set of onions on you. You know.
You have to make that joke.
I know. You got.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Click the deals button to get all our exclusive best deals anywhere from all of the TJ and Riggins show partners. Add it to your phone's home screen today. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
There is a guy from Scotland that I can barely understand what he's saying, but I do understand enough to know that what he's describing in himself as being a toxic trait is something that I possess, and I don't think it's toxic at all.
Really?
Yeah, so we'll get into that in a little bit.
Did you see Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz broke up?
I did.
Called off the engagement 3 years together. Mm-hmm. They'll be fine. I mean, they're beautiful people.
What is wrong with him? I got to know what's going on. Like, why is he always, he can't.
Lock him down.
He's gorgeous, obviously.
Well, I have a gay friend who says that he's a butt his face.
Oh, really?
He thinks Channing Tatum is a butt his face.
Yeah, maybe.
Magic
Mike body, but yeah, maybe the face. Mm-hmm. And Zoe Kravitz is like an angel walking on this earth. But I think she's a little nuts, too. How could you not be? Yeah. When your parents are...
Lisa Bonet
and Lenny Kravitz. Right. I mean, you had to have an odd... Well, I don't know anything about those two. But yeah, I don't know. 3 years and an engagement, calling it off. That sucks for both of them.
Lisa Bonet is still pretty, though. Mm-hmm. And so is Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah. And Lisa Bonet was with... Jason Momoa, right?
For years they were hippies together.
That's a good looking couple too.
Yeah,
they were. I mean, I think. Yeah, they just looked dirty together. Yeah, it looked like if you walked up on them as a couple, it would just the BO would hit you.
Yeah. He always looks a little dirty. Yeah.
A little funky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he's not. My daughter met him and said he smelled really nice.
Oh, good.
And he was super sweet.
Because he's handsome.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Now training sponsored by No More Last Days, helping dogs at risk of euthanasia in kill shelters. So go check out some of their merch at tjriggins.com/lastdays or go visit them in person every weekend at the Renaissance Festival and show some support. Awesome, awesome organization. TJRiggins.com/lastdays. Did you see this story out that NFL players eat 80,000 Uncrustables during the season?
Mm-hmm. What? So do my kids.
They got something
in common. Yeah, they tear them up. They love them.
80,000 Uncrustables. They said it's partly due to it's an easy snack to eat on the go, high protein, and if they need a carb load before the game, they said it's good. Yeah, but 80,000.
Yeah,
George Kittle's big fan.
It's not high protein.
It's got some protein.
Yeah, because I think a whole tablespoon of peanut butter may have 9 grams of protein.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then you got the jelly that has.
It's more of a carb. Like I could see them eating it for energy, though.
Yeah,
it'd be perfect.
Pretty shocking number, 80,000.
I could eat that many in a year. I
think. Oh yeah. Well, and they're not cheap, so they're spending a lot on these.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about people in your world that you think are just incredible. Coming up next.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage, TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I want to pivot to something because I saw this story and I haven't stopped thinking about it. One of my worst fears is having to use the restroom in a public place. And not just use the restroom, I'm use the restroom. Mm-hmm. You follow?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I stumbled across this article yesterday and I have been thinking about it nonstop. And here's the title of the article. It's by a woman named Sarah Coughlin. The title is "An Emergency Poop in the Desert Changed My Relationship with Nature."
Oh.
Now, it's so dramatic. I have to hear more. And she basically talks about going on a hike with her boyfriend and the urge, you know, and she has to use the restroom out in public. But then she goes on to describe that experience and what it's like as somebody who's never had to do it before. And she said there was a certain solitude in being quiet alone in nature and really acting like an animal where they, you know, if you ever see your dog have to use the bathroom, they kind of look all around. They're looking for predators. She had that same instinct. And she said it made her one with nature. She felt more a part of nature than she ever had in her life while she was doing this.
Whatever happened to women, you know, wanting to conduct themselves like ladies? You know?
Well,
yeah.
Have some class. Nobody wants to sit and listen to you talk about pooping in the desert.
Nobody.
Well, I did.
It's just trashy.
Like me.
It's natural.
No, you're curious because she's crazy.
Talking about it.
Yeah.
And it's so, to make it so, almost a religious experience seems unnatural to me. I don't know what the word is. I don't want to judge her, but it's a really well-written article, but I just find it hard to believe that peace and serenity can come to you in a moment like that, because I would be sweating and worrying my friends don't see me. And
this woman's a narcissist.
Really?
Yeah. She thinks that her life is so important that she can, she needs to take an article and write it all about herself and how important that her number twos are as opposed to everybody else's. And that hers was special. She didn't just have to do it in the woods like some people do, like, you know, like this deplorables do. She had an experience and a bond with nature out there.
She said,
"It's a, what?
The sun had never been hotter. The birds had never been louder. Mostly I realized I'm no more important than all the other critters who use this canyon as a bathroom."
Oh, my God.
I mean, that is poetry.
But I am so important that I think everybody should know about my poop session.
Right.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. The easiest way ever to hear the new TJ and Riggins shows, archives, podcasts, watch the show, and more. Add it to your phone's home screen today.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order. Order in this courtroom. bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tangle apples, too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Lindsay, let's say you got invited to a big star-studded event, like a huge party, mm-hmm. and it was at the mansion of one of the biggest celebrities in history.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to the party, and before they let you or any of the other women in, you see that you have to step on a scale, and that you can't weigh over 140 pounds if you want to get into this party. Would that be bad? Would you be offended by that?
I would. Yeah, I wouldn't go. No, that would be.
How devastating would that be? If you weren't even close to weighing 140.
Right.
Tell a woman, you got to get up here on this scale and make a certain weight at the judgment of a man, who the celebrity's a man, by the way.
Yeah. And you know I'd be wearing the heaviest dress. I'd be like, can I take my clothes off, my shoes off, my socks off? Like, I need to be fully naked. Let me take my tracks out. Like, I got stuff weighing me down.
Gotta take your hair out.
I mean, I could make it, but I mean, by the skin of my teeth, I gotta take everything off. Let me pop my nails off.
But just the asking of that,
yeah.
I say that would let you know that that's a place you don't want
to
be.
Yeah,
right?
We don't need to be there. Mm-hmm. No, because I'll be the fattest one there, probably.
it's not the Heart Attack Grill in Vegas, you know, where it's all fun and games. And you weigh yourself before you go in. But that's what they're saying. That's the report now that Sean Combs was making women do that before those freak off parties that they had.
Really?
And they couldn't weigh more than 140 to get in.
That's terrible.
Now, I don't know if that's true or not. But that's what they're reporting now. One of the latest things they're reporting.
Well, it's a godsend if someone was 150 and didn't get in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But just imagine, though, like a regular woman, not somebody that would be really hanging out with Puffy. I think they got something wrong with them anyway to want to be anybody who wants to be around him.
Sure.
You know, but you just show up for a regular party. Let's say it's at one of the you know, say it's a woman celebrity and she says, hey, you got to weigh before you come in here.
No.
Most women would be like, oh, well, I'm out of here. Yeah. I only weigh 110, but I'm not stepping on a scale in front of anybody.
Never. Mm-hmm. Never.
Step on up.
See, that's why women aren't any fun. That's why you don't get invited to parties.
Right.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, TJRiggins.com. A new call and text the show option where you can send us a text or leave us a voicemail, which we may even use on the show. Add it to your phone's home screen today. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Okay, there's a guy from Scotland that has gone viral with something that he did where he's describing his one toxic trait, like the toxic trait about himself. Now, you can't understand a whole lot of what he's saying because he's Scottish, but there is one important part in here.
My toxic trait is that I require stimulus to fall asleep to, but that stimulus needs to be interesting enough that it holds my attention, but not so interesting that I'm fully invested so that I can then still fall asleep. The perfect concoction for this is typically videos about space or true crime.
Now, I just said that the other day.
True crime.
That the true crime is what I watch every night as I'm going to sleep. And my wife goes, how do you watch all of that murder? That's what she always said. You watching murder again? What are you watching, murder? How can you sleep after watching that? That is the last thing I'd want to watch. It's because it lulls me off because the dramatic music that they play, and then they'll have these long pauses where they're interviewing somebody, and then it's soft music, and then they're showing scenery and all about what the area looks like and all before they get to the next person that's talking. So during that time, it's just like maybe soft piano music, kind of weird music, and then I'm out.
So it's not what's happening, it's the visual, yeah.
But the thing is that I have to be interested in it enough to want to watch it to begin with.
Yeah.
True.
Or I would sit there and go, this sucks, this is stupid. I'm like, I gotta find something else.
Yeah.
So I'm like this young Scottish boy.
Y'all are two peas in a pot.
Mm-hmm.
Spice or tree cream.
I can't understand a thing he was saying.
The perfect.
Perfect. Concoction. Tree cream. I like space and tree cream.
Space, he said.
Space.
Things about space.
That would probably put you, but you wouldn't be interested in space at any
time. No,
so
I wouldn't be. Wouldn't work. No. I'd be watching that going, this is dumb.
What about true crime in space? Wow. A murder in space.
True crime. Jesus loved the world so much, he gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ.
The voice alone just. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, TJRiggins.com. Click the deals button to get all our exclusive best deals anywhere from all of the TJ and Riggins show partners. Add it to your phone's home screen today.